This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey. The global death toll from the coronavirus pandemic has topped 3 million people amid some setbacks in vaccination campaigns and a deepening crisis in areas including Brazil, India, and France. And the true number is believed to be significantly higher because of likely government concealment and many overlooked cases in the early stages of the outbreak that began in Wuhan, China at the end of 2019. The U.S.'s Johns Hopkins University says the 3 million death mark Saturday comes just 3 months after hitting 2 million deaths in January. Vaccination campaigns are now underway in more than 190 countries, though progress in bringing the virus under control varies widely. Campaigns in the U.S. and Britain have hit their stride, but some poorer countries and some rich ones as well are lagging getting shots into arms and have imposed new lockdowns and other restrictions over rising cases of the virus. Queen Elizabeth II will soon bid a final farewell to her late husband Prince Philip at a funeral restricted by coronavirus rules. Saturday's ceremony allows for just 30 mourners behind the walls of Windsor Castle outside of London, but will be watched by an expected television audience of millions. Crowds are being urged to stay away because of the pandemic, but people are still expected to turn out for the once-in-a-generation event. There are barriers set up along the castle gates and dozens of uniformed police. Prince Philip, the Duke of Edinburgh, died on April 9th at age 99, just weeks after spending more than a month in a hospital for treatment of a heart condition and infection. You can find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news at voanews.com. You can also follow us on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. Myanmar's junta is releasing more than 23,000 prisoners from jails across the country under a New Year amnesty, though few, if any, democracy activists arrested since a February 1st coup are thought to be among them. Saturday is the first day of the traditional New Year in Myanmar and the last day of a five-day holiday that is usually a cause for celebration. Myanmar has been in upheaval since the coup, as the military defends accusations of fraud in November election, though the Election Commission dismisses the objections. Protesters of the return of military rule have taken to the streets day after day to demand the restoration of democracy, defying crackdowns by the security forces. A rights group says at least 728 people have been killed. U.S. President Joe Biden on Friday sought to present a united front with Japanese Prime Minister Yoshihide Suga to counter an increasingly assertive China, as the U.S. leader held his first face-to-face White House summit since taking office. Biden hosted Suga for talks that offered the Democratic president, who took office in January, a chance to work further on his pledge to revitalize U.S. alliances that frayed under his Republican predecessor Donald Trump. China topped the agenda, underscoring Japan's central role in U.S. efforts to face down the challenge from Beijing. Suga said he and Biden agreed on the necessity of frank discussions with China in the context of Beijing's activities in the Indo-Pacific region and reaffirmed the importance of the U.S.-Japan alliance. Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov said Friday that Russia is asking 10 U.S. diplomats to leave the country in retaliation for Washington's expulsion of 10 Russian diplomats over alleged election interference and other malign actions. The U.S. government on Thursday also blacklisted Russian companies and barred U.S. banks from buying sovereign bonds from Russian central bank, National Wealth Fund, and Finance Ministry. Lavrov, speaking at a news conference with his Serbian counterpart, said Moscow was also considering possible painful measures aimed at U.S. business in Russia. Moscow would also end the activity in Russia of U.S. funds and NGOs that interfere in the country's internal affairs, he said. And the Brazilian health ministry official is asking women on Friday to delay getting pregnant until the worst of the pandemic passes, saying the virus variant that is devastating the South American country appears to affect expectant mothers more than earlier versions of the virus. The recommendation comes as Brazil continues to be one of the global epicenters of the pandemic, with more Brazilians dying of the virus each day than anywhere else in the world. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.